Before the oil boom brought increased tax revenue to North Dakota, the legislature would have to issue bonds for such things as college buildings, building maintenance, or special highway projects. From 1993 to 2001, for example, the legislature issued $51.2 million, and from 2003 through 2009, $43.7 million. Those bonds have to be paid back.
In the current biennium, our debt services is $13.5 million.
State Budget Director Pam Sharp says that's a very low number. And Carlene Fine of the Industrial Commission said it's one of the lowest in the country.
Yeah, what they Moody's has shown is for like their net tax-supported debt, North Dakota is within the bottom three. We're 48th, Wyoming is 49, and Nebraska is 50.
Fine says those are bond issues paid back through taxes. Under a statutory formula, a limit of 10% of the first 1% of state sales tax is used to finance the debt service. But Fine says there are other bonds, called revenue bonds, that are not general obligation to the taxpayers.
Yeah, the university system has bonds for their dormitories, parking lots, that sort of thing. So they are paid with the revenues generated by those facilities. DOT has the one bond issue that they have did, which really paid for Highway 2.
Highway 2, yes.
Made it into four lane, which was very timely that that was done. They still have about $21 or $23 million still outstanding on that they're paying through their gas tax.
In a speech to the North Dakota University System, Governor Dalrymple said because of the state's current revenue picture, colleges should not include building projects in their budget requests. But he did leave the door open for emergencies and said bonding could be an option. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.